Proclamation number 3749 dated the April 22, 1946. Irrevocable and divine order and infringement. The time for the end has definitely arrived, and anyone can see that if he so wants. I do not keep my living creations in ignorance, I inform them of this myself. But anyone who lacks belief in me and my word, anyone who does not reflect on the cause of the total decline and is unable to associate it with the spiritual low level, cannot receive additional information either. Nor can the credibility of my word be proven to him since he rejects all evidence. The time of the end is making itself noticeably felt. However, anything that is earthly recognizable can also be explained by people in an earthly, i.e., natural, way. And yet there is a spiritual cause for everything which is to be observed first. People have to try to resolve the spiritual cause if the consequences are to be averted. But people do not make this attempt, and thus the time is irrevocably approaching the end, i.e., the earth is experiencing its last days in its present form. I speak to people clearly, but they cover their ears. They cannot muster the will nor the strength to accept information which would enable them to discover an orderliness even in the decline, in the immense misery and all events. They don't want to know about it and don't want to be truthfully instructed either. And time and again I send them my servants and messenger to guide them into the right way of thinking. But my plan of eternity is predetermined. My wisdom recognizes the necessity of changing the existing state, and my love and my will carry out what is unavoidably needed in order to still save the few which want to be saved. Because humanity's activity has to stay within limits, and once these are exceeded, the time of the end will also have arrived. And the fact that people are behaving in opposition to divine order can be easily seen by everyone. Thus, what would be more logical than to restore the order again in accordance with my will? Nevertheless, it cannot happen in a humanly inspired way but has to take place in keeping with my law of eternity. A humanly devised change on this earth would not result in any spiritual change. It would not result in any spiritual progress, but this is the only purpose for my living creation's life on earth, and this is to take place. Hence the necessary conditions have to be available for it to and consist of entirely new creations for the spiritual substances which still remain opposed to me. Thus the old earth will pass away inasmuch as all creations on it will be destroyed, in order to be inhabited again by completely new creations according to my will, which signifies the start of a new earth period, the start of a new era of redemption in a spiritual sense. It is easy to understand that a change on earth in opposition to my order also has to result in complete disintegration. But anyone who does not acknowledge an eternal lawmaker will also refuse to acknowledge a violation of my order, since he is not living within my order himself in as far as he values earthly matter more than the spiritual kingdom which, however, should be the purpose and goal of his earthly life. A person who does not stay within my order through actions of love and conscious contact with me will not have orderly thoughts either, and his knowledge is deceptive knowledge without lasting value. But anyone who opens his eyes and ears will recognize the spiritual decline and also know that the end is near. He will strive to stay within my eternal order and thus not fear the end because it is the beginning of a new life for him, a life of eternal bliss. Amen.